Hi, welcome to Hocus Pocus, Let's Focus podcast. I'm Susie.
And I'm Dee.
And we are two witchy friends opening up the broom closet door if you're curious or have questions about the overall spiritual and metaphysical journey. We are here to create a fun and safe atmosphere.
So sit back as two witchy friends bring you information on interesting topics as we jump into this Hocus Pocus, Let's Focus episode.
Whew. We're almost through January.
Girl, you're going to blink and trust me, February is already around the corner. And then you're going to blink and then Ostara is around here.
Whoa. Oh my gosh. Hello, everyone. I don't know if anyone else is feeling this January is just dragging you through the mud a little bit.
Is it like a hangover?
It is like a hangover. I like what you did there.
It is. We all feel it, trust me.
It's the retrogrades.
Girl, I'm not even saying it's the retrograde because I think I felt COVID. COVID's decided to just, you know, go for round three. They didn't, I don't know what it was, but they were not happy. They probably were not happy with their performance and they just decided to continue to.
It's the encore.
Yeah, it's the encore. It's like the continuous encore. So it also feels like it's just, I really do feel January is a hangover month. It's a hangover month back then, but now we've added some like razzle dazzle with COVID and then some, you know, a bit of pizzazz with not just one, but two retrogrades, one in Venus. And then on top of that, if the universe couldn't get any better or couldn't get any, like, you know, their production team and their storyboard up there, what is it? They're screenwriters. The screenwriters for 2020 have outdid themselves, you know.
Yeah.
We've lost Meatloaf. We've lost so many legends. And this time we've lost Bob Saget.
Yep.
Life will never be the same. So I honestly
would have been Betty White's birthday.
Yeah, she was taken from us. So I still blame 2020 on 2021.
2021, yeah.
For that one. But it really does feel like a really bad hangover. I mean, I blinked. And I just feels literally like last week was the first week of January. And now it's not. Like, Imbolc is actually next Tuesday.
That's crazy to me. And, you know, I feel like January drags its ass. And then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, we're almost done. It's just, there's some aspects of it where I'm just like a hangover. It's like, oh my God. When is it going to end? It's dragging is how I feel sometimes, especially when it's like the start back to work or back to school, everyone's dragging. And you're right. Like with COVID, we had a spike. It's just been rough. It's been a little bumpy.
God, girl, we've been literally living in the Friends theme song since 2020. Come on. I really think that this is just to quote the Mandalorian, this is the way now.
This is the way. And here I am just nervously shuffling.
You're nervously shuffling? I'm over here like.
Girl. I'm nervously shuffling my antique anatomy tarot deck because I haven't seen it in a while. So. But we hope that you all are surviving January 2022. And today we're actually going to be discussing something kind of fun and light, and it is the hair of the dog. And you know what's funny is that I told that to Daniel and he didn't know what that was either.
Yeah, no, I didn't know what it was. Like, I literally thought, and you know what comes to my mind every time you tell me hair of the dog?
Huh.
I really think of Sirius Black. In Prisoner of Azkaban. Like, literally, that is what every single time that you come to me, like, when we're doing Hair of the Dog, I'm like, what is that? Like, how do I even start doing that? But that comes up to my head. Sirius Black comes in my head. Seriously.
Seriously. So,
and your girl is back with the puns.
Puns. Awesome. I missed it. So the expression, the hair of the dog, is for if you are hungover, which is why we're talking all this hangover talk, they say the cure for it is to have an alcoholic drink. So an alcoholic drink is to cure a hangover. And it's the shortening of that thing, of that expression, is the hair of the dog that bit you. So the reason being is because it comes from an old belief that if someone, and this was back in the day, if you were bit by a rabid dog, okay, if you're bitten by Cujo or Old Yeller, do you remember that movie?
No, I remember Cujo.
Okay, hold on real quick.
I remember Cujo.
Yeah, so Cujo was scary, but
Wanted to watch Old Yeller because I think that would have just automatically broken my heart.
Oh my, it would have shattered it.
Yeah, so no.
Yeller year. So my dad had us watch Old Yeller. Okay, so it is an old movie. It came out in December 25th, 1957. Okay.
25th. So it was somebody's Christmas present. How
can you believe that?
So,
a spoiler alert, if you're willing to watch Old Yeller and you want to cry your eyeballs out, you know, just fast forward a few seconds. But so this childhood dog ends up getting rabies and then they have to put it down, right? So I'm just like, I remember watching that. I'm just like, tears. I was so upset. But coming back to the origin, if I was bitten by a rabid dog, I'd be like, so scared. But the cure, if you were bitten by a dog that had rabies, was by taking a potion that contained some of that dog's hair. So in order to cure yourself from the rabid dog that bit you, you have to take hair from that rabid dog to cure you. So the correlation is that even though alcohol is to blame for your hangover, like the dog is for attacking you, a smaller portion of that same will act as a cure. So of course there is no scientific evidence here that either will be a cure for the hangover or actual rabies. So if you get bit by a rabid dog, please go straight to the ER.
Please guys, this is not a...
We are not doctors. But isn't that funny? The hair of the dog that bit you. So yes, if you ever hear hair of the dog, that's usually why we usually have Bloody Marys the next morning with a hangover. I don't know if you've heard that.
Yeah, I've heard of the Bloody Marys. I was just always wondering, like,
that's hair of the dog because Bloody Marys have alcohol in it, but you know, you're getting, you know, your tomato juice, and you're getting, usually they come with the secamito, what is it, beef jerky. So you're eating also as you're curing your hangover. So,
oh, I see what you mean. Okay,
there is the origin.
There it is.
I was ever wondering.
There it is. No.
Here
it is. I think you've given us a lot of education on that, because I literally think, and again, going back to my Harry Potter thing, I really see Sirius Black and I see the Polyjuice potion.
Mm-hmm.
So
there you go. They go hand in hand.
If we were saying, if you feel like it's been a hangover month, and I don't know, I'm not an alcoholic or anything like this, but this gives you a perfect excuse to just continuously, you know, drink since 2022.
You know, brunch, they have mimosas also, which is why
why you do that. I always wondered.
Yeah, there you
go. I always wondered why people like to
drink after they've been drinking.
I was just like, this doesn't sound great, y'all.
Hair of the dog, baby. Hair of the dog.
Oh, this means so much.
Mm-hmm. So we just thought it'd be fun, just a fun little snippet to bring that up. But it did get me going down a little bit of rabbit hole of how to use hair in your magic. I won't go through all of it. But did you know the use of hair in magic is not limited to human hair? but it can also include the hair of animals, hence the dog. So I got this off
the Polyjuice potion too.
Exactly. So I got this off the Purple Broom. And they state that black dog hair is used for invoking the infernal powers of Hecate or Hecate, ooh, as well as send a curse or bring protection. Black cat hair is used for luck within gambling. Dog hair and cat hair can be combined for a powerful spell in order to make people fight like cats and dogs. Andale, Charlotte.
Andale, Charlotte, come on. We've got some
fuckery. We gotta go gambling, baby.
Got some fuckery to spread.
Exactly. Cody, let's go, boy.
Hey, but mom, do I count? I'm kind of like different colors.
It's fine.
He's the perfect yin and yang. He's white and
he is. But how funny is that, you know, using dog and cat hair to make a little powerful spell to make people fight like cats and dogs. I found that.
Oh no, girl.
Which is another
called Black Friday.
It's called Black Friday. It's called the holidays.
It's called you know, people being broke after the holidays. So it's called January too.
Yeah, no kidding. It's also said that keeping a bit of your familiar's fur within a charm or a bag will grant you protection and other abilities that your familiar has access to. So the fur or feathers of animals can also be worn in order to help shape shift, and also be included in ointments for this purpose. The fur of animals is often included in crafting of fetishes and spirit houses. So I thought all of that was like super cool. Of course, as always, you need to ask the pet for the blessing before you.
I'll never then win the lottery. This is why a lot of cat owners
consent always
are not rich.
Yeah, that's true.
Because the dogs are like, yeah, sure, whatever. What do you want?
The cat.
You want all my hair?
Get
fuck
your own.
You.
Use your own hair. Gosh dang it. Oh my gosh. So those were the little tidbits I found. But I was also thinking that if you were to look up, if you were going to invoke hair of the dog, whatever cocktail you were going to have, whether it's mimosas or Bloody Marys, remember mimosas. That you can tell each ingredient, just, you know, do your research, what you would like for it to do for you. There's a little bit of kitchen magic there, so.
And just take it like a shot, guys, because I don't think that sounds very appetizing.
I mean, I've been hungover before, and you know what?
No, I mean, like, actually having a hair of your dog in some things, it just doesn't sound great.
Well, I mean, hell, shit. That's where I haven't been. I haven't dipped my toe there yet. Although, like, Baku has left me some really beautiful feathers, but I usually put them right on my altar.
So I just want to segue into your Baco, because I've seen on both your TikTok that you've come up as Maleficent, and I'm like, yeah, it's Baco,
right? So it was a TikTok trend where you're using, you know, their little effects, and one was what Disney character, right, are you?
Yeah.
And Maleficent, and I love, so my favorite princess is Aurora, and I love Maleficent. That's always been, growing up, that has been, I've always loved that. And then when that one came out, it's like, okay, but which villain are you now? And I got the same one, Maleficent, and then Dee's like, and that's Baco, and I was like, it sure is.
It is.
So I found it was quite amused with that.
And honestly, I need to stop saying honestly. I think we all should take a shot every time Denore says that. But speaking like of hair of the dog and just continuing a drink, it's very important, I think, to know. Once we come from the holidays and, you know, your emotions are heightened, either you've been with family, you couldn't see family for X or Y reason,
You are like January, I think it's such a barren month with all the emotions just going like everywhere. So for me, what I can just say is like, instead of drinking, I would honestly start to go heavily onto like the drinking of self-love. Go back to your journaling, meditation, and don't just leave that for, you know, for the new year every single time. We've already experienced a full moon and an intense full moon in Cancer. If it couldn't get any worse, girl, it couldn't get any worse. Like, seriously, like,
it was pretty intense. It was pretty intense.
Girl, no, I really did. Cause you saw how, like, you didn't see me even like when you, or like last week to this day. Oh, girl, I've never, ever, 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 ever. I have, but to this degree over everything, I think I literally hit my lowest like emotional point. I really was, because I've never been angry to the point where I wanted to like really punch the wall. And the thing is, like, really want to punch something.
Yeah.
And I'm like, the hell, like, what happened? And then when you posted, The Witcher, it's like, fuck.
Oh yeah.
I don't know what it was, but I'm like, oh yep. That was me.
There it is.
Definitely felt that, because I really was. I was upset with everything. And it just leaves you those emotions like high and dry, especially when you're hangover, like light, everything, and continuing to drink. It helps. But in this aspect, I think regaining back your normal life, like trying to go back to journaling, trying to reconnect or ground yourself, is really, really key.
It is. And honestly, like, we were all feeling it. I think we're all continuing to feel it. And, you know, reaching out to someone who will listen. And honestly, if that's someone you don't even know, like I said, you can reach out to Dee and I.
Yeah.
Like we've had some followers just ask us questions like, hey, I'm feeling this or that. And, you know, we'll give you the advice, but sometimes if you just need to vent to somebody,
or just
like, we're here. And I think that's important. Like, little gestures, like Dee was having a rough go at it and I was at work. She was stuck at home, but the only thing I can think of is,
either comfort drink or
comfort food, you know?
And I think you and I have that. And I think I was thinking this yesterday. I was never gifted with sisters. I have two brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And I really am blessed that I have you. And
same.
You know, I have other, I never really thought about having a girlfriend or a gal pal or mm-hmm. anything like that until, you know, like everything that you've done, like just being there genuinely, like,
yep.
all those small little things that you've done, like, I really am very happy that, you know, even though I don't have a sister, I get to call you like the sister I chose.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, same. And the other day too, I mean, I had a day and I was all pissed. I was like, oh, let me vent. And then Dee like sends me, I was waiting at the doctor's office, what felt like all my life. And I get a little bling and I was like, oh my gosh, an email, but it wasn't my work email. So I was like, okay, good. And it was Dee, and she sent me like a Starbucks, and I was like, why are you sending me Starbucks? I'm fine. I'm just venting. But it's those little things, and that'll help you get out of the proverbial hole that you're in. You know what I mean?
That you're in. Specifically, because yeah. It feels like when you're going through it, it feels like you're never going to get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like.
Yeah. And it's the worst when you feel it, you know? And honestly, yesterday, what I did, I told Daniel, so I was like, this coming week is going to be a great week. I'm doing some changes. I did tell him, I was like, I am mad at myself for gaining all the weight back that I lost for the wedding. So I just want to throw that out there to everyone. I'm very upset about it. But at this point, I'm like, no, I'm going to switch it, change it around. And that takes a lot, you guys, even just to think it, right? And then yesterday I was like, okay, baby steps. When I shower right now, I'm going to use my lavender soap, my wash. And then I have a soap that I bought from a home store that my friend started. And it's like very, I think this one was like Empress or something like that. And it just makes you feel like it has like some glitter in it. So it's all shimmery. So that visualization of just like the water, it's like, okay, I'm like washing off this week and this week's going to be good for me coming in. And I told Dad, I was like, I'm a creature of like, I need to have a schedule. I'm very Virgo like that. I don't know how you guys are, but it's like, okay, when I wake up, I'm going to just say thank you 3 times. That's easy. And then go about my day or whatever. I'm going to start, you can even start coordinating colors for the day. Like today is Monday. So it's like ruled by the moon and what kind of colors can you wear, you know, to associate and stuff like that. Little things like that, a little put more pep in your step. You know what I mean? Whatever's going to get you going. It's like I told Dia, I was like, it's okay to feel upset. It's okay to feel stuck. And like, oh my God, we're either dragging ass or January's going really quick. But you want to take time out for you. Whatever that means. For me, it's just today I'm switching my schedule just to see how it feels. You know?
And it's really important, you know, and not to beat yourself up over it.
Mm-hmm.
Little things that you do. And I think you've taught me that very well, like as a friend, how to really self-love yourself. Like not, don't, because I will bitch y'all to see
I'm here for. Yeah.
She gets to hear me bitch most of the time, but at the end of the day, like even when I hear you right now telling me about having, you know, when you're faced with your most uncomfortableness and it's easy to rely on your friends to comfort you, and it's harder for you to comfort yourself, and because it's hard to heal yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Especially I think for you and me, we're both two women who do not put ourselves first. Like, I mean, I know you've developed that a lot more, you strengthen that, but I think at our core we love to give and give and give, and going easy on yourself, like when you don't feel good enough to run, or you don't feel good enough to make your meal preps, and you hate yourself for what you've, you know, how you've let go, or when you stopped doing something that you enjoy, like either reading or blogging or just running, just, you know, this, whatever it is that brought you joy or you felt comfortable at one period, it's easy to dwell on that nostalgia. It's like, well, I used to do this and I used to do that. But going easy on yourself, and really the hair of the dog, it's like, yeah, I'm going to reach here. You use it to re-drink, but instead of going back of the crazy party that was December, that was Yule, that was the New Year's Eve party, you know, we shouldn't keep going at that, because it's, okay, keep the same thing, like the presentness. Be present in every day, like cherish your loved ones. But at the same time, know when to scale it back. Because going at that pace, at that holiday pace, it's exhausting on the human body. Like really, really exhausting on the human body. And reflecting, hey, I'm not where I wanted to be, but I'll get there. Exactly. Like keeping yourself... with that note, it's like, yeah, you're not gonna be super fast, you know, like you were in the summer, like when you run. Or maybe you're returning back to your routine after, you know, Thanksgiving, and you've just been putting your whole family first. Really, like, take that time, like do that whole brunch thing, like that whole like self-care kind of thing, and you know, take a glass of wine if you want to at night. And relax, but just go easy on yourself in general, especially now during the retrograde and during Venus.
Yeah.
Wherever your damn Venus is at.
Your damn Venus.
mine wasn't Cancer, girl. So I was victimized by this full moon in every shape, way, or form. And I really, really felt it.
Yeah.
I felt it to my
core. And you know what? Even if like you're going back to your routine and it's not working out, let me tell you that I was like, okay, this week we're going to start right. I'm going to plan out breakfast because I do overnight oats for Daniel and I. Our yogurt, our fruit, you know, we'll have leftovers for lunch. We're going to be really good. Like we got to start, you know, it takes, what do they say? 27 days to build the habit. Mm-hmm. So I do my Walmart order. They come in, the strawberries were bad, dude. I hate when that happens because I don't like throwing away food, but they were bad. Like I didn't even trust it even like to give to Cody or anything, you know? So I had to toss them. And then I'm ready. I was like, it's okay. I have the blueberries. I'm good. We're still going. And then I go to get my oatmeal, my steel oats. And I forgot to order more. So I only have enough for one.
Oh,
like, oh, why does it feel when I try to eat good? The universe is telling me, don't just get that Eggo waffle.
Don't, because Eggos are great. Yeah. Let me just say that because they're great. I think that's why.
But you know what I mean? It's like, gosh, damn it. I'm trying to be so freaking good. And it's like, so what does that tell you? No, I could have just been like, F it. You know what? Tomorrow I'm going to get McDonald's breakfast and we'll start again maybe tomorrow. No. So I did the one, right? Mm-hmm. But what does the retrograde tell us? That's what I'm saying. We don't have to be afraid of it. It's a time to rethink. Hey, the next time I'm making a Walmart order, even though the strawberries were out of my control, what am I making? Let me make sure I have enough oatmeal, or do I need to buy more? That's something I need to be better at. So it's like a lesson. And I know that sucks and you guys don't want to hear that, but it's true, because I'm like, damn it. If I would have just taken what that extra step, or even asked Daniel, babe, can you go check if I have oats? You know, it would have saved me the of the frustration. So it's going to happen. You'll have some setbacks, but instead of going back, and this is what Dee was talking about, it's like, instead of going back into like a drunken state or an angry state or whatever else that might trigger you, you need to stop and think, well, first, and I know it's shadow work.
We haven't
said why that do in I, while. We haven't. So we're starting this year. So why does it trigger you? Because, gosh, I should have done this because X, Y, Z, right? And then what do you learn from it? Could I have easily been like, oh, well, like, you know, I'll just, like I said, I can get Starbucks in the morning. I mean, I have Dee's gift card still. It would have been super easy.
They have egg white.
Exactly. It's healthy. But the whole point was that I wanted to start something for me to do in a routine. Mm-hmm. So I still had the oatmeal. I just was only able to have one, you know, mason jar of it. But now I know it's like, okay, now when I'm making an order, I'm going to go through whatever it is. So long story short, we're just telling you guys that if you decide and you get a setback and then you start again, you can even say, hey, I'm not the same person I was 10 minutes ago.
You really were.
Because 10 minutes ago, Susie would have been like, fuck this shit, like McDonald's it is, like whatever. I'll just leave my house a couple minutes early. No. So guess what? I've grown a little bit, even though it was just 10 minutes ago. So you guys need to give yourself, like Dee said, you need to give yourself the kudos, the pat on the back. Like, you know what? I had this setback, but guess what? I didn't give in and I still continued moving forward. And that's how we grow, you guys. It's not like leaps and bounds. It's those little things. Very little. Even if you snooze your alarm like 5 times and then this morning you only did it 4 times, that's still like you moving forward. So I know it's hard for us to give ourselves the kudos, most of us, but you got to start. You've got to start.
You do. And instead of like making the New Year's resolution, it's like, hey, exactly. Go easy on yourself. And, you know, me and Susan can attribute to that. We both got COVID. We both got the C word. And what were we doing? What were we doing, Susan? What were we doing? We were fucking working.
We were working. I was working from home, even though I wasn't supposed to. But when I got COVID, I thought it was a sinus infection, but it wasn't. I was in the middle of coordinating a big district show. So, I mean, the show must go on. I just wasn't allowed to step foot anywhere near the property, but I had to work from the house. And honestly, it was the most stressful. So now in retrospect, even you, D, you were working. Should we have just been like, well, at least for myself, I could have been like, hey, you know what? You guys have done this years and years and years and years. It's just, and just here you go. Here's the music. Here's the script. Here's a blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And I should have been resting. I really should have, but. Well, si como soy pendeja.
No, yo soy. Mira, mira, pero mira, mira, mira. Pero por si pendeja me caigo, por chingona me levanto. So, for anybody who needs that translating, I don't know how to say both of those words, but if for an idiot, I fell, as a badass, I will rise.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I mean, after that, I didn't I tell, like, oh my God, I've never worked so hard in my life from my house.
Oh, because really, like, honestly, like, I worked, and I would tell my aunt, she would tell me, like, constantly, she's like, you need to rest, you need to rest, and I even told her, she's like, you know, COVID is the only thing that's gonna actually help me, like, slow down. Yeah, right.
It's hard when you work as much, but you know what, that's also an American thing, too, like, it's like, we don't know, and maybe it also as being Hispanic, it's like, how to sit and relax without feeling that guilt. Because I was like, I felt so guilty not being there, but I'm sick. What am I going to do? You know, but it just is what it is, you guys. And that's why we're like, be safe, you know, and try your best. And I mean, if anything, D and I are like super try our best, but I mean, if it's going to get you, it's going to get you, but how are you going to rise from it?
Really, how are you going to rise from it? But you have to really, like, this year, instead of like 22, I'm coming with that bad bitch attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Come back with that attitude for yourself, for that self-love. Don't go like drinking or anything like that. Take that time necessarily for your own growth, because, and I say that, like, I mean, I wanted to start off the new year, new year, new me. You know, I'm going to kick ass, whatever it is. I'm going to start running. And what do? I get COVID.
Mm-hmm.
How the fuck I got COVID? Beyond me. I don't know how that happened, but it did. And I now think about it and I'll lash out. I know what triggers me. I have the side effects where I'm shortness of breath. I don't know how, but I feel shortness of breath. And right now when I'm talking, like, I literally have to gasp. And to me, I'm like, shit, you know, if I was already like sucking at running, and I remember I tried to run when I was like, oh, it wasn't COVID, it was just a cold.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, you're probably over it. And then I tested for it and I still tested positive.
Right.
And I went and I ran for a little bit and I was exhausted and I was like, crap. So now I'm having to come back from like all of this all over again. And you know, after months of not running, my 5Ks are becoming very slow. And I find myself, it's like, well, you know, like, why am I not doing this? Why am I not hitting my numbers or anything like that? And it's a matter of like, really go easy on yourself. Like, you know, drink that mimosa. And if it is, to like, you wear it off. But honestly, I would highly, highly encourage you, just drink a bunch. Drink electrolito. Drink up some Pedialyte.
Yeah, no shit.
Pedialyte instead.
Mm-hmm. You know what I did? Daniel gave me, so I have to drink more water. Because honestly, I used to be really, really good. But when we went to mask wearing and I'm around a lot of kids, I don't drink as much water.
Well, yeah, because it's right? Hard.
Exactly. But now it's like, okay, I can't be writing that excuse. So I have to drink a half gallon of water a day, right? So Daniel gave me his old water jug. And oh yeah, I'm sure you saw it on my Instagram. I dressed it up with my vinyl. And I was like, I'm gonna make this mine so that way when I see it, I'm like, hell yeah, I'm gonna drink that. So that's what I'm saying, is like, you do those little things for you. You do those,
and honestly, do it for you. Like,
mm-hmm.
Don't feel like you need to lose weight or you need to run because your partner or the world is telling you do it.
You do it
at your own time. Really.
Set yourself up for the success. So I had told Dee, like, and I think I said this in our first episode back when we did the yearly card pool for the collective. I was like, I feel January is a wash. So we're all really starting 2022 in February. And honestly, sometimes I think that's what you need after a hangover, right? It's like, oh my God, it takes a while to get back into the swing of things, of feeling normal and and the world isn't spinning around you. You don't feel like puking everywhere or whatever. You wait for that recovery. And I feel like January is the recovery. I know in the past, it's like how you said, January, it's like new year, new me. Everyone's at the gym and I'm going to eat right. But what happens? Everybody crashes and burns come Valentine's Day, pues, porque we go out to eat and dinner, or we're eating our feelings and chocolate, you know? But I feel like
if your team, like,
mm-hmm.
I hate Valentine's Day.
I do. I never have a problem with it. I'm just like, it's there. But to me, I'm just like, I guess before I was like, why do we need one day to show someone that you love them or care about them? And also, like, why isn't there also more, I mean, I know why, because it's not going to sell, but like self-love, like I'm doing that. I'm going to plug myself. I'm making some self-love candles and tea globes. I'm just figuring out how to package and mail them out, because honestly, I think your first love should be you and your body and your mind and your soul. Because once you love yourself, it's so much easier for people to love you around you instead of seeking that from others. Anyway, that's a talk for next month.
This is true. And honestly, that's how I felt about Valentine's Day. I've always just thought it's so overdone. It's so overdone. Nobody really does put like the true effort that it we're all so invested. It's like, how do I show this person that I love them? How do I do this? I'm like, well, why don't you show yourself? You know what I mean? Why do you have to rely on like, why did I not get these flowers that I wanted to, or anything like that? This is, yeah, you're right. We're gonna go on another tangent, y'all.
Yeah.
So keep this short and sweet and concise.
So stay tuned for next month. Because we're going to be talking sexy magic next month.
Oh, that's right.
Well, for yourself.
Susan, her own segment. On that note, I do want to say, and I want to have a moment for our sponsor, Charlie Mocha.
Yes.
He is the most amazing graphic designer. And he actually has his company is called Viva La Mocha. And it's Mocha Designs. And he and his wife, Charlie, and his wife, Moni, actually are going to start, you know, they're already selling their subscription box. If you're not here locally in El Paso or just absolutely love Hispanic art, I know they do a lot of El Paso themes, but they have like What a Woman. So if you're anywhere in the Texas area, you know, Whataburger is a big thing. So I would definitely recommend you gifting that woman in your life, either gentlemen out there or girls out there, if you want to, you know, recommend that and gift that to your you know, your gal friends, your for Galentine's just around the corner. Definitely I would recommend hitting up their designs, and Charlie is amazing. He's done our graphic design for our logo. And if you are interested, I definitely would consider reaching out to him. His email is actually in the description, his Instagram handle. And I know he's definitely taking on new clients as far as new logo designs. Really worth all the penny.
Mm-hmm. He's amazing. Like, you gotta go to his site. Amazing. Yeah.
Everything is hand-drawn. He does full-blown illustrations. And for those here in El Paso, him and his wife actually raised all that funds for the El Paso Strong campaign. So the El Paso Strong with the stars, that was all him. Now him and his wife. So if you're looking to support local here, if you're listening in El Paso, definitely recommend, you know, reaching out and supporting Mocha. And that is a word from our sponsor.
And if you would like us to promote you, please hit us up on our Instagram at Hocus Pocus Let's Focus. We would love to give you guys a shout out and we can give you all the details for that.
So on this set, we were supposed to do this in the beginning of the episode, but I hope for those of you that have stayed on to this big old rant that me and Susan have every single time, I am going to do a quick review of our pod. Those of you who have not, you guys know, we are more than happy and accept all the wonderful reviews that you have to offer. And I want to give you guys a new review from Nick the Batty.
Yay!
Yes. Amazing pod, !! 5 exclamation marks to be exact. Mm-hmm. Amazing podcast for all things spiritual, and opens many topics for people who are interested in the metaphysical world. Two amazing hosts as well. And he gave us 3 yellow hearts. So Nick, Batty, thank you so much. We absolutely love our audience out there in all corners of the world.
Yes.
And I hope that, you know, if you're interested and you love what we have to offer, definitely go on over to Apple Podcast, submit your review, and you too will be featured on this pod.
Yay, for sure. And then don't forget that if you do 5 stars and you tag us or message us on our Instagram or at our email, you will receive a free reading from either Dee or myself.
Yes.
Yay.
And if you are here locally and if you want to, we can definitely do one more virtual, or just meet somewhere at a coffee shop if you are here in the El Paso, Texas area.
Yeah.
We would love to meet our fans. We have some amazing events lined up for 2022, because we are coming in with that bad bitch magic.
Damn right.
And we're going to be actually doing our first ever witchy market.
Yay! So excited for that.
Norma. Yeah, it's all going to be Ostera theme, because we are very, very, we love our Wheel of the Year. And it's going to include some, like, we'll keep you guys posted. But yeah, that's our first witchy market.
Working on. Heck yes. And just to go back, if you missed our very first episode of the year, we did do a year ahead spread for the collective. So we'll be revisiting those cards and just kind of checking in with you guys. And we love to hear how you're doing and if it resonates. And don't forget that you can always hit us up for readings as well, personal readings. Yes. So I'm excited the way this year is going to unfold. I really am. We're going to be great.
We are. It's been a bumpy ride, but again, we start back up in February. Hopefully COVID cases are down where you're at. Please be sure, mask up, sanitize, social distance. And again, this is not sponsored by the CDC or anybody in between.
They don't even know what they're doing, dude. It's fine.
They don't know what they're doing at this point. I just want to go back to my life, y'all. Okay. All right. Love masks and everything, and I get it, but like, come on. 2020. 2022, come on.
Before we close out, there was, I guess, a trend on TikTok, and it says, what did she say? Tell me your, I already forgot.
Oh, tell me your vaccine.
Tell me your gender. No. Tell me your gender, wrong answers only. And this lady was like, I'm a cactus. Don't touch me. Don't worry about my water intake. I'm fine. And I was just laughing so hard. It's like, just leave me be. Don't touch me. Keep your distance. Don't worry about how much water I'm drinking. I'm fine. So I just wanted to, when you said that, it's like, oh man, that's what I thought of right away. I gotta get off TikTok.
No, girl, ever since I found TikTok, and I love my little map. So to my Hispanic out there, again, not sponsored, I just really love this map. I really love this map. If he's out there on the interwebs, I am manifesting that he please come on and like tell us a story about witches in Mexico. Anyways.
Anyways.
He's a very wonderful map, and it's called Historia para Tontos, so that's History for Dummies, and how he narrates everything is just hilarious. So yeah, thanks to that, that's I lost myself on TikTok. I think I went through all those videos.
That's so funny.
That map is great. That map got me through COVID.
Hey, it's whatever's gonna, you did what you needed for you, dude. Oh my gosh. Okay.
I hope you have a safe day. If you're listening, it's in the morning. Safe night. Safe weekend. Please be
safe. Keep moving forward, you guys. And we're almost through the retrogrades. We got this. We'll see you next time.